It is 3 p.m. on December 6, 2024. We broadcast to the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 47 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, and an interview about the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First, with SFU news, I just adjusted my mic here, all based on X. On November 30th, BD School community celebrated the BUS 496 students' dedication. SFU's Fan City Community Office of Engagement presented two events, an academic panel followed by a music performance on Gertrude Stein's life at 149 West Hastings, Vancouver, BC. On December 2nd, the English department promoted this year's yearbook tree and thanked the ESU president, Jessica Jandu, English Grad Caucus president, Alex Stad, PhD student, Selena Weiner, for making the yearbook tree bigger and stronger at the English Department office, AQ6129 in the Burnaby, Maine campus. Stan Hetalo successfully defended his PhD thesis on economics. Charity Mudquia, an MSc student in SFU Health Science, had her research paper, which was co-authored with eight others, about discrimination that racialized women, particularly Black, Caribbean, and African women face with or without HIV on the Springer NatureLink website. And Lindsay Dober, a student in SFU's Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies, recapped on GSWS Caucus membership mentorship with Justine Little, which occurred on October 19th on SFU Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies website. On December 3rd, Andrew Bowden, an SFU alumni, who was also an author, had his book, When We Were Ashes, recognized by CBC as among 20 Canadian books to recognize in the International Disability Persons Day. Health science student Sarah Che was recognized as a 2024 Rising Star by Cancer BC. The English department celebrated 35 years of Professor Mary Ann Gillis, who will be retiring, as the department chair Stephen Collis paid a long tribute to Professor Gillis on the SFU English department website. SFU alumni implored people to give $100 each for this holiday season. Physics had a pizza party for undergrads at P8445.2 in the Burnaby Main Campus. The English department had a grad info session. Van City Community Office of Engagement released a podcast from Am Johol with Mena L. Shazley, a visual artist in moving image creation. SFU's Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies Book Club did their final book review this year on The Idiot by Elif Bauman. And SFU warned of a taxi scam at Burnaby campus on the evening of December 3rd. On December 4th, SFU Research Promoted Photographers can win $2,000 in the NSERC CRSNG Science Exposed Contest. English promoted its applications being open to their MA and PhD programs. The SFU news website, written by Casey McCarthy, promoted a research from Chelsea Armstrong, an assistant professor in Indigenous Studies, published on Proceedings of the Natural Academy of Science, a major publication last month, which found that hazelnuts had been planted by Indigenous peoples on BC's northwest coast, likely 7,000 years ago, on the Skeena watershed that is home to Gitxsan, Tsimshian, and Nisga peoples. Furthermore, Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies had a holiday social. Psychology held an info session on Vanuatu Field School, located between Australia and Fiji, at RCB 6152 in the Burnaby main campus or online. On December 5th, SFU Publishing promoted its master program. Nick Dolby, a distinguished professor in biology, had his recent research co-authored with 14 others, Ecological Erosion and Extinction of Risk of Sharks and Rays, which found that sharks' ray populations have been cut by half since 1970, published on Science Magazine. The English department congratulated Andrew Bolden for his latest book, When We Are Ashes, for being featured on CBC Books, 20 Canadian books to recognize the International Disability Persons Day. Both Burnaby and Vancouver campuses held memorials with vigils on the murder of 14 women at École Polytechnique in Montreal, where the Burnaby campus had its vigil on the memorial bench outside the Faculty of Applied Sciences building, followed by the memorial in the Student Union building ballroom. The Vancouver memorial continues today, the 35-year anniversary of the tragedy, at Harbour Center Lobby on 515 West Hastings, Vancouver, BC.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
First music today was supposed to be the third act last week, Catherine Carey's Airtake and Other Summary Occupations. Here is Layla and her Gifts from the Sea with Eric Lewis and Eric Ivan Bamford.
As we know so well, Layla likes to walk at the sea. Layla likes to walk in the ocean and the sea. Layla likes to ride on the waves in the sea. Layla likes to put her feet and her toes in the sand and in the sea. Layla likes to walk on the beach next to the sea. Layla likes to go and discover things and look for free. Layla loves to discover treasures on the beach. And every day she wonders why she finds new treasures that look all the same. Did the waves get together and decide that those things should be thrown on the beach that day? Or is it the way she's looking that morning? And that morning, she's seeing things that all look the same to her. This morning, it's barnacles. She had never seen barnacles before, and here they were everywhere. Barnacles everywhere. Floating, stuck to things she'd never noticed. She was glad she wasn't barefoot at the moment because barnacles can really hurt. Another day, all the square stones seemed to appear to her. Everything that had hard 90-degree edges that could be used to build small castles for mice, worms, and birds. Perfect stones, like they had been cut with a saw. She found plenty of them. But the next day, when she felt that she needed more, there weren't any. At least she couldn't see them. And of course, there are always the little gray stones with a white stripe down the middle, like a whoopie pie, or an egg sandwich, or whipped cream in the middle of two slices of good chocolate cake, or vanilla ice cream in the middle of two cookies, or an Oreo, or, well, anything like that. Those little stones, usually oval, with a white dash through the middle. Layla likes to collect things in series and line them up one by one on her windowsills. When she tires of them, she takes them back to the beach. She didn't need to hold on to anything because she knows there will always be more of something. But some days the stones were so beautiful, she would decide to keep them forever. Layla wonders if she might find a jeweler in town and borrow her tiny drill so she can make tiny little holes in all of her findings and make beautiful jewelry from the stony, shelly, sandy, happy beach treasures. I can be a jeweler of the oceans, she thinks. I can be a jeweler of the sands and the sea. I want to make gifts from the sea. I want to be a gift of the sea. I want to be a gift to the sea. Do you have any chocolate cake? Yeah, I do.
Sorry, I just have to... It's a call right now. Sorry about this. Just a minute, please. Hello? 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 Yeah. Go ahead. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm doing an on-air show. I just cannot, for some reason, I cannot get you on air. Sorry, but who am I speaking to? John Hunter? Who? Prentice. Oh, nice to hear you, John. Okay. Yeah. You too, John? Yeah. You too. Have a good day. Thank you. Sorry for the impromptu phone call. It was a John Prentice. Who's also a show host. The first song was Layla and Her Gifts from Sea with Eric Lewis and Eric Bamford from Catherine Carey's Air Cake and Other Summary Occupations. Next up is Brian Landris plays Ellington and Strayhorn. The tune is Telecasters. Thank you. Now I'd like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. On November 30th, the Red Leafs women's basketball were trounced by the visitors Point Loma Nazarene Lions, 86-64 at West Gym. Sophie Wisowski led all scorers with 31 points for SFU, but four Point Loma players scored in double digits, led by Kaylee Bayon with 26 points. On December 5th, Red Leaf Brooke Dexter made two All-West region teams. The American Volleyball Collegiate Coaches Association and NCAA Division II Conference Commissioners Association first teams. That is NCAA Division II Conference Commissioner Association. So to recap, Red Leaf Brooke Dexter made two All-West region teams. The American Volleyball Collegiate Coaches Association and NCAA Division II Conference Commissioner Association first teams. Dexter, the GNAC Player of the Year, led the conference with 3.9 kills, 4.64 points per set, and her 1,290 kills ranked 16th in GNAC history for her third All-American team recognition. Three games were on tap later on December 5th. SFU Volleyball started in the NCAA Division II Volleyball Championships as a received vote seed outside top 25 against Cal Poly Pomona, the number 10 seed. The Red Leafs fell 3-2 to the Broncos at Kellogg Arena in Pomona, California. Basketball teams provided a nightcap for December 5th. The Red Leafs women defeated the visitors Seattle Pacific Falcons 87-73, where SFU was led by Sophia Wisowski with 28, followed by Merlin Shelby with 17, McKenna Gardner with 13, Rachel Lukes with 11 points at West Gym. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men were destroyed by the Central Washington Wildcats 91-65, where SFU was led by Luke Howard with 17, Lance Dupont with 12, Irish Kokuya with 11, and Mattis Van Byland with 10 points, but Central Washington had two players with at least 20 points each, led by Garrett Anderson with 22, followed by Maverick Sanderson with 20, along with three other players scoring in double digits at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington. Today sees the Red Leafs women's wrestling at CSD Eagle Duels in Chadron, Nebraska, hosted by Chadron State College. There is no score available at this time.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Northwest Nazarene is first and 1-0 conference, 5-1 overall. St. Martin's is also 1-0 conference, but are 10-2 overall, which is the same winning percentage as Northwest Nazarene, but for some reason St. Martin's is listed as second. Alaska Fairbanks, third, 1-0 conference, 5-3 overall, much like Central Washington. Montana State Billings, which has not played a conference game is fifth at 7-2 overall. Western Washington 0-1 conference, 6-2 overall, 4-6. Alaska Anchorage is 7th, 0-1 conference, 5-7 overall, for 8th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Alaska Anchorage is 8th. Just a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Alaska Anchorage is 7th. Simon Fraser, 4th. 0-1 conference, 4-7 overall. Seattle Pacific is 9th. No conference record, 2-6 overall. And Western Oregon is last at 0-1 conference, 10th, with a 2-8 overall record.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Alaska Anchorage is first at 1-0 conference, 9-1 overall. Montana State Billings, second, 1-0 conference, 8-1 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 1-0 conference, 8-2 overall. Western Oregon, fourth, 1-0 conference, 3-4 overall. Central Washington, fifth, 6-0 overall. St. Martin's, 0-1 conference, 6-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 7th, 5-3 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 8th, 0-1 conference, 5-3 overall. Western Oregon is 9th at 0-1 conference, 4-4 overall. And Seattle Pacific is last at 10th, 0-1 conference, 2-8 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Kneecap's Fine Art. The track is Harrow Road featuring Jelani Blackman. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this British Airways flight 1428 from Belfast to London Heathrow. Journey time is approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes.
All of a sudden, more few hand rings. People also told her Mowgli about to do bad things. My phone's about to die, my car out, and so am I. If I get stabbed, 1 to 10, I babble and sting. And Shane Cunis, fuck's sake, don't be doing this. He's never been dramatic. How's he getting through this? Smack bang in London, and we're all clueless. So Neil Dyer be hugging, call Julius.
Hello, sir, what's the emergency? We've got fuck all to do, so we'll go on urgently.
I'd love to do this myself if I had certainty where I was, but I got a phone call that is scaring me.
Mowgli Bob is declared missing. We were all coked out, never stop sniffing. Play my iPhone laptop, ring in the cop shop. Coked out, so can't stop talking, but they won't listen. Mowgli Bob is declared missing. We were all coked out, never stop sniffing. Play my iPhone laptop, ring in the cop shop. Coked out, so can't stop talking, but they won't listen.
I'm trying to make up at the hollow road, but some can't. I'ma waste up me the high road. I'm too high though. I'm a phone dad, near another goal, man. Just hijack this fella from Domino.
It's neither what a fucking mission probe is crap. Cause he took a half and he's giving her all that. The one he know what he'd be getting the fucking slap. So we shot him into an Uber. Cop bang straight, cause we stepping loads of Hoover. The bird to get the words out, where is me own house? The taxi man was friendly. Down the car, drop me up when I'm rushing for Tobin. Or try to re-hug him. I'm good handling my car, but then I hardly start running. Got a shot, I've seen it coming. 5 a.m. in London. But fucking hot, furry cold, full of cold. Fuck sick, I'm losing hope.
Mowgli Bob is declared missing. We were all coked out, never stop sniffing. Play my iPhone laptop, ring in
updates. We can't stop talking, but they won't listen. Nuclear bombs declared missing. We were all cooked out, never stop sniffing. Say my iPhone laptop, ringing the cops. Yeah, cooked out, so can't stop talking, but they won't listen.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is this, cunt? Huh?
For heart for haru, Makara Mogi Baparu. Agree me nude in the past lands, Nisham stress, Mugli's running like there's no tomorrow. The police are doing fuck all. Gotta make a quick call. Get the West End King involved. Article of London, it's Captain Shaw.
Wrong way down a one way. I know the score, this ain't Wembley. Tryna run me down, tryna end me. It's been a long night, don't tempt me. I was never tryna hit up Harrow Road. That's too far around from Lovely Grove. Grew up in a war like Alamo. Off the grid, Guantanamo. I just want my bae on a sofa, but I'm hitting a strip in a Rover. Toxic like melanoma, low cut. Gripping my wrist till it's over. Nah, no assist from the motor. Doing 10 toes till I'm home, it's long. Can't send nobody, nobody come. No one don't know where I begun. I was never spun, no stunt or done. God knows what I become. I'm a ghost in the ether, smoking my lungs, drinking a liter, rinsing the funds.
How you working, man? Take care of
your own. Cast a fucker or two.
Fuck off. Just get me fucking home. This place is a shithole.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the British Airways flight BI321. We have just landed in Belfast City Airport. Local time is 1:44 p.m. The temperature is 12 degrees Celsius. For your safety and comfort, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the captain turns off the fasten seatbelt sign. At this time, you may use your mobile phones if you wish. Thank you.
The fourth band is the Joy self-titled album. With Mama Ulili Kanjani.
Mama Ulili Kanjani, Mama Ulili Kanjani, Mama Ulili Kanjani, Mama Mama Ulili Kanjani, Mama
Welcome to the second half of episode 47 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM.